Galatians 6, verses 16 through 18. And as many as walk according to this rule, peace and mercy be upon them and upon the Israel of God. From now on, let no one trouble me, for I bear in my body the marks of the Lord Jesus. Brethren, the grace of our Lord Jesus Christ be with your spirit. Amen. What has been the apostle's point throughout the book of Galatians, where Judaizers had come among them and they had been laying down other things alongside the gospel? We can remember all the way back to chapter 1 and the language that doesn't appear so well in the English, but adding things alongside the gospel of Jesus Christ. Well, Paul's main answer and response is the Lord Jesus Christ is everything to us. We are nothing in ourselves, and He has everything in Him. That was his point about justification, that we are not declared right with God, given a right standing by God by anything that we have done at all, but that we are made right with God only by what Jesus Christ has done, and that is what he applies through faith in him. It's been the apostle's point about sanctification, that man-made ideas can't produce that growth and holiness for the believer, that our own efforts or sincerity can't produce growth and holiness, but only the new creation life of Jesus Christ applied by his Spirit. We are called to make effort, but it's in dependence upon him, and it's in those things by which he works. And so he is the one who leads us in the battle. His Spirit leads us in the battle and gives us victory over sin in Christ. And now as he comes to close this book, that's also the apostle's point about the identity and blessedness of God's people. He identifies his people according as those who walk according to this rule. Verse 16. They are the Israel not of the flesh, but the Israel of God. Very interesting choice of words when the people had been coming to Galatians, the false teachers were coming and saying, it's got to be Israelites, got to be Israelites, got to be Israelites, got to be Israelites. And now Paul is concluding the letter to the Galatians by saying, trusting in Christ alone and only what he has done to make you right with God. Trusting in his power alone to be the power by which you are made holy, and his way alone to be the way in which he exerts that power. That is what it means to be. That is the Israel of God, or those who walk according to this rule. And so he says, I agree, be Israelites, be real Israelites. Be the true and spiritual Israel that you have been grafted into by faith in Jesus Christ. For it has all always been about Christ. Now, even the apostle now feels no need to defend himself. It's not much of a defense, right? That's not really what he's doing in verse 17. He's just saying, stop it. You know, tell him. He says, from now on, let no one trouble me, for I bear in my body the marks of the Lord Jesus. You see what the apostle said. He was saying, the suffering in that I have gone through as an apostle has come to me in union with Christ. It doesn't matter much to me what others think of me. This is one of the problems that he's dealt with in Galatians chapter 5, is that the false teachers wanted to make much of the Galatians. It's real tempting when somebody wants to make much of you to enjoy being made much of. And he has said, they just want to boast in your flesh. We boast in Christ. And so even when he says, let them not trouble me, I bear in my body the marks of the Lord Jesus. Even if they do trouble me, all they can do is make me feel even more intensely that the Lord Jesus has given me this privilege of suffering for his sake. You know, they can't accomplish anything against me, because my goal is not that they would think much of me, but for Christ to be glorified in my life, and for me to enjoy my fellowship with Him. And so he just kind of dismisses them in verse 17. From now on, let no one trouble me, for I bear in my body the marks of the Lord Jesus. And of course, their blessing, their identity was only in Christ. His own identity, his certificate of authenticity, as it were, of his apostolic credentials. And you remember, this isn't the first time we've seen him do that. In 1 Corinthians, the Corinthians had argued about how they reigned as kings. And he said, I wish you did. But if you've been paying attention, the apostles are being displayed as the off-scourings of the world. We are not living the victorious Christian life the way the world describes victory. And so his certificate of authenticity. So their identity is in Christ. His identity is in Christ. And then the blessing with which he leaves them, this closing greeting, blessing with which he leaves them, is all in Christ. Peace be upon them. That God would be their ally instead of their enemy, for the sake of the Lord Jesus Christ. That we would know that God is for us. And that comes to us only in Christ. Mercy be upon them, that we would get not as we deserve. Right? We don't want merit be upon us, right? Because we only have demerit. So we say mercy be upon us. And then, of course, verse 18, brethren, the grace of our Lord Jesus Christ be with your spirit. He reminds us that he is the Lord, the sovereign God who created all things. And so the power and eternal blessedness outside of time of God is invested in us and working in us and on us. The grace of our Lord be with your spirit. The grace of Jesus be with your spirit. His name means the Lord saves. He is the Savior. And the grace of Christ be with your spirit. He is the anointed one, the prophet who teaches us, the priest who is the one in whom we can come to God and who makes our case before God, as it were. The king who rules over us. And so it's the grace of the Lord be with you, the grace of Jesus be with you, the grace of Christ be with you, the grace of the Lord Jesus Christ, of our Lord Jesus Christ, be with your spirit.
Okay.
Amen. And so, it's no wonder then that the apostle loves them so much. He calls them brethren, because they are the Israel of God. They are the ones whom Christ has set apart for himself. It's no wonder then that the apostle desires so much that God's people would not be distracted from the Lord Jesus. This is the great problem with the teachers who are coming and adding or taking away from what Christ had given the Galatians, is they're being distracted from Christ. And so he closes with the grace of our Lord Jesus Christ be with your spirit. So if you were to summarize in one application the entire teaching of the book of Galatians, it would be, may God in Christ be our everything, and may we, like the apostle, as he's writing in closing, desire that for our brothers and sisters in the Lord as well. I know that as we grow in our understanding of some things, if we let our flesh get hold of that, we can argue in a superior way and look down on others. But if they're believers, what we're really aiming at is that Christ would be their everything. That Christ would be their everything in their justification, that Christ would be everything in their sanctification and their growth in holiness. And if we keep that view of him, if his spirit applies to us that view of him, then that will be the means by which we will want to persuade. Can't just can't just know that they're being distracted from and in many ways missing out on Christ, but we'll want to persuade them with all of the holy affection that we see the apostle use to close the book, and we've seen him use in many other places throughout the book as well.